Good morning on Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. Pfizer vaccine has gotten a key endorsement from an FDA panel, and the action makes it all but certain the FDA will authorize it on an emergency basis soon. The prospect of relief, says the Washington Post, came as a record 107,000 people were hospitalized with COVID-19 and 3,347 deaths were reported by state health departments, topping the milestone reached one day earlier. The question with all of this is, will people take it?
Well, that's right, David. 50% of the people that have been quizzed about this are saying that they don't want it. Can you imagine? I mean, this is going to be a lifesaver. I can't wait to get that shot. And there will be the anti-vaxxer crowd who are just going to be resistant to it. And that, of course, will make the COVID much worse, because if people don't take the shots, more people will get it. It will spread. And it's really a terrible situation when people don't follow the science. But, of course, we've come to expect that when you're dealing with a cult, in this case, that won't take a vaccine, a cult in other cases where they drank the Kool-Aid, this is something that this country has to pay a lot of attention to, and leadership is going to count. Joe Biden is going to have to take the shot, and Andrew Cuomo is going to have to take the shot. He asked me on the air whether I would take the shot with him. I said, of course. You know, the sooner I can get it, the better I like it. And for those of us who are a little bit older, I guess it might come just a teensy bit earlier. But all the resources are going to be given now to the wonderful lifesavers who work in our hospitals and to the medical people, because those are the people who we are dependent on to keep us safe. And many of them have gotten the disease themselves, and many of them have died. So they're the heroes. They get it first. But as far as I'm concerned, the people who are resistant to this are drinking the Kool-Aid.
And it gets even more serious. House Democrats raise new questions about whether senior CDC officials tried to hide interference in the agency's coronavirus response. Representative Jim Clyburn revealed allegations in a letter on Thursday. They're looking into whether Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, allegedly requested that a subordinate delete an email sent by a Trump administration political appointee seeking changes to a coronavirus report written by career scientists.
David, here we go again. This president, every day we learn something new. Every day we learn just how bad it has been. And as we see him proceed now to the Supreme Court of the United States, counting on his appointees to overturn the election that millions of Americans participated in, that over 7 million people voted more for former Vice President Biden than for this president. If, in fact, that court were to do this, that would truly be a day in infamy. Most of the collective legal opinions and scholars have said it won't stand up. But you know, when it comes to dirty politics, you never know. And I won't be happy until that court says, this stinks, we're not going to take it. They did it in a previous case. We will see if they do it again now. It's very worrisome to me. But then again, as I said yesterday and every other day, it's never over till it's over.
All the while, Americans' health and financial well-being is suffering, and we're hearing that Congress is stuck. An emerging $900 billion COVID-19 aid package from a bipartisan group of lawmakers has all but collapsed, says the AP this morning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Thursday that Republican senators won't support a key compromise. It includes a slimmed-down liability shield for companies from virus-related lawsuits in exchange for adding $160 billion for cash-strapped states and cities that Democrats want. Hey, people need relief now.
It's disgusting. You know, when a bunch of people who are safe in their homes, who have what they need, these are these Republican senators who think that they're immune and insist on corporate relief over personal relief, it is just really awful. Now, McConnell is to blame, of course, because McConnell could say, okay, I got enough of the Republicans who are here, we'll vote for it, and the Democrats will vote for it. But no, it has to be only Republican votes that carry this thing. And that makes McConnell, I don't know how to say this nicely, but despicable.
Also in the news today from the Washington Post, after coming under fire from Pompeo, State Department watchdog to leave, citing Vacancies Act, the State Department's acting inspector general, Allen, is leaving his job today following an attack on his office by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's spokesperson concerning a report about official trips Pompeo took with his wife. This position of inspector general has been a revolving door.
That's right, David. We have inspector generals in many of, or most of these agencies. They're They're there for a reason. They're there to call foul when something is not going right. What good is an inspector general if Pompeo has busted the law? The inspector general does his job and says so, and all of a sudden they're invoking a law, which I have a feeling is not being invoked with everybody, but we'll see. We have an inspector general law for a reason, so that they are the backstop. They're the ones who will yell foul when something bad happens. And the idea that you would fire them or force them out is disgusting, but then again, so is so much of what's going on with this outgoing, we hope, administration. And while we're on the subject, David, I want to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court of the United States. Right now, I'm sure John Roberts is giving it everything he's got to make sure that democracy is not overturned, that this court doesn't say, yeah, Texas, you can yell at these four states, all of whom have their own election laws, all of whom have sworn that what they've done is correct and everything is happening is kosher, and yet they are proceeding because they are the political hacks that they are. It's really awful.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, the weekend is upon us. Enjoy it, be safe, and maybe cancel any holiday plans you're thinking of.
I was thinking the same thing, David. Folks, the vaccine is coming every time you walk out of your house. I go to the supermarket because I have to, but I'll wear a mask and I'll wear a visor if I can over that. Don't go out, because if you do, you're giving the virus a chance to get you. It's that simple.